Welcome to the podcast. This podcast is entitled, Did Any of Us Sign Up for This? This is mostly about the transition that they keep telling us we're going through regarding transitioning to green energy to save the planet. So they keep talking about this transition. So remember when they freaked out about the Ukraine war before it happened and Biden was running around? Hey, it's going to start. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it was just weird. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It was like he was in a frenzy to make sure everybody knew it was going to happen, but he wasn't trying to prevent it. And then the night that it started, he had a press conference and said, well, this is going to make gas prices go up. So he could blame inflation on this. And they want to raise gas prices anyway so they can force us to go off of fossil fuels. It's sick what they're doing. It's how Marxists operate. They force the people to do things like collective farms. But it's good for them, right? All these things are good for you. You just don't want to do it. So we're going to make you do it. Like good little communists. Good little totalitarians. So this transition, you know, we heard Buttigieg talk about it. We've heard people say it frequently. And I thought, what transition are they talking about? What? I mean, I know what they're talking about, but why are they bringing this up? They never said, we're going to take the country through a transition and it's going to be very painful. They didn't run on that. He did say in the primary that he's going to destroy the oil industry. And then, you know all that. But they foisted this on us and nobody signed up for it. Nobody voted for this. Nobody really wants this except brainwashed idiots. So when we think about this issue, because look, the argument is over global warming and whether we're causing it or not. And whether us burning oil and gas is causing it. That's it. That's the entire argument. And there are people on both sides who are super adamant that they're right. And then there's everybody in the middle who just listens to those people. We don't really know. Normal people have no idea, right? We don't know the science. We don't know all that. We just listen to people and a lot of the time agree with the people that we want to say what we want to hear. You know, and we might know tidbits of information here and there, but it's pretty complicated. And so they have that as their advantage because they can grab a few pieces of data like ice cores or whatever and say, see? And we can't dispute that because we don't know all the data. And so we're behind the eight ball because they're the ones propagating this thing. They're the ones out there saying we have to do something and we have evidence and we're the experts. And if you don't agree with us, you're a caveman or you're shilling for the oil companies. And what can we say? No, we're not. That's really all we have. There's a few experts out there. Here's some. Because if it's real science, then it shouldn't have people who can prove it wrong. Like the flat earth thing, there's no real scientists running around saying that the earth is flat. That's not a thing. There's not even like fringe researchers saying that. It's not even like Bigfoot or UFO. Well, UFO, it's not even like Bigfoot status. It's just ridiculous. So they act like, though, that our people on our side are total kooks when there's some that are really legit. So here's a little list. This is kind of what I hang my hat on because I wanted to know what's going on. And so I kind of looked into it. I'm not like an expert or whatever. But basically what I'm looking for is where's the BS? Right? Like with COVID. All right, where's the BS though? Because if you keep looking at things and comparing them and saying, wait a second though, that doesn't match up with this, or that doesn't match up with that, or their argument right here doesn't work, or if you find the core of their argument, you can figure out if what they're saying works or not. So go look into Apocalypse Never by Schellenberger. I can't remember his first name right now. So he's a legit environmentalist. I don't think he has a degree in science or whatever, but he's an environmentalist activist, and he was all into the green movement and all that, but he's rational. And so he's realizing, oh, we can't conserve our way out of this, and we can't build enough solar panels and all that to fix it. So we need to use natural gas as a bridge fuel, and then we'll get to somewhere else later. And then he wrote this book called Apocalypse Never because he said his daughter was freaking out that the world's going to end. And he's like, we shouldn't be doing this to kids. So go look on YouTube too. His video is why renewables can't save the planet or something like that. And he talks about nuclear and why nuclear is the solution. So that guy is legit. And he comes from the other side. And so that's why he's powerful. He's not really from our side. He's coming around like a lot of them are, the ones who are still honest. Go watch Joe Rogan's interview with Steve Coonan. I haven't watched the interview, but I heard an interview with this guy on Andrew Klavan's show, which was only like 15 minutes long. But Rogan gives an entire interview with this guy. And he worked for Obama as one of his climate scientist guys. And so he really got into the data. And basically he says, the data doesn't show that the world's coming to an end. The data show that it's a problem and we're going to have to deal with it over time. This thing where they're hell-bent on fixing it in 10 years and all this, that's just absolute radicalism, according to this guy. They're pushing too hard, too fast. And that guy's a legit scientist. Go watch the movie Cool It. That's a little documentary made by, I can't remember his name right now, a guy in Denmark. And it's good. He admits, he says that global warming is real, and he rips on Republicans who try to deny it. But he says it's not that big of a deal. It's not the end of the world. And he focuses on ways that we can actually fix it by spending a lot less money than we're going to spend on these stupid, whatever, carbon trading programs they're talking about. And then go look at Roy Spencer. I heard an old Coast to Coast interview with him probably, I don't know, 10 years ago now. And maybe I've said this before. He said in the interview, there are a handful of scientists who actually know the science. All the rest of the scientists, when they say 90% of scientists and all that, they're just listening to this handful of scientists. I think, he didn't say this, just like COVID. You go to your doctor, the doctor hasn't done all the research. He just looks at the AMA and he's like, yeah, the AMA says to do it. Right? They don't really know. They don't look at controversial stuff that's being put out that says, hey, look at this. It is actually bad. People just look to sources of authority and say, yeah, okay, they say it. It must be true. So this guy said, I am one of those people who knows the science. And when I get in debates with those people, the other people who know the science, and I pin them to the wall and say, look, the data doesn't prove that we're causing global warming. They say, you're right, but we should be doing these things anyway. So this argument is about worldview. This argument is not about science. I remember thinking that a long time ago. If the solution for global warming was to consume more and live like Republicans do, then the Democrats wouldn't care about global warming. But because it gives them power, and it gives them the power to do all these things they want to do anyway, manage society, change it in the ways they want to change it, they cling to it. They love it, because you're destroying the planet if you don't go along with us. It's the totalitarian's dream. So that's what this is about. It's about worldview. It's not about science. Because if it was, that scientist, Roy Spencer, would have to acknowledge the science. But it's obviously not. Because there are no real scientists out there talking about things as ridiculous as the flat earth. And they try to act like this is the flat earth. So this is what they do. They just keep saying it over and over and over again until people are cowed into saying, well, I guess it's right. Or they don't know any better, so they say, I guess that's right. So go check those sources out. When I heard that from that Roy Spencer guy, I looked into it a little bit. He's legitimate. He's a legit scientist, as far as I can tell. And I'm like, well, there you go. There you go. You know, and the left always says, if you could prove our science wrong, you'd be a hero. You'd be the biggest deal ever. Was Galileo a hero to the Catholic Church? No. Because they have things invested in their existing theories. There is orthodoxy. That you can't go get a grant to do research for something that the orthodoxy disagrees with. So that is BS. They're not doing real research at universities. They're doing propaganda. And they're only going to fund things that they agree with. If there was a kid who came in and said, I want to do 10 years of research debunking global warming, that kid would never get into a grad program. No professor would go with that guy. And nobody would give him money to do research. So you have to play ball and you have to go along. And universities are echo chambers. So that's BS that people are wanting to be proven wrong. They don't want to be proven wrong. They're stuck in their dogma. So this is at worst the worst hoax that's ever been perpetrated on us. Or it's just a huge mistake, and they're just mistaken. That's the best scenario. So I don't think all of them out there are trying to purposefully do that, but I think some of them are. I think some of them know this is BS, but they don't want to give up their power. There's a debate out there by Schellenberger and some guy from, I think, the Sierra Club, something like that. Some resources board or I don't know, some organization that's environmentalist. And he argues with that guy about all kinds of things. And the guy doesn't argue. He just spouts stupid, like the party line. You could tell this guy was all he was trying to do was preserve his institution. He wasn't really there for a debate. And these guys are the institution now. They're the man now. And we're the insurgents, right? We're the ones who have to be scrappy and like guerrilla types who have to find a place to debate them. Like, no one will debate Schellenberger because it's of no use for them to debate. Because they have the institutions and everybody believes them. So do you think that anybody knew gas prices were going to skyrocket like this because of what the Democrats did? I don't think anyone signed up for that. I think they knew they were going to do it, though. Because how else are you going to make everyone buy electric cars? By the way, I think electric cars are going to be like 3D TV. People are going to buy them and realize, this sucks. I paid 80 grand for this or what? Why do I want this? I'll just go get a gas car. And they know that. So they're trying to force us against our will to buy electric cars by ruining our economy, by ruining the gas industry. We don't want this. I didn't sign up for this. I don't think most Democrats who voted for Biden signed up for this. But they've been told that, oh, it's Putin's price hike. No, it's not. We got barely any oil from Putin. It's all the COVID funny money plus Biden shutting down the gas spigots, right? Shutting down the gas supply. If they opened up a ton of gas, what do you think would happen to the price of gas? Oh, it would go down. What do you know? Of course it would go down. And that's forcing all the rest of the inflation. Some of it's funny money making its way into the economy. But go look at an inflation chart. It skyrockets when Biden comes in. It just does. And how could it not? The very first thing he did was shut down the Keystone Pipeline. And yes, it was not pumping. It wasn't finished. But the promise of future supply made gas cheaper because they buy it in futures, right? I don't understand all of it, but if the market knew, oh, there's going to be new gas supply coming online, the price would go down. But they don't want that. So think about it. They want gas prices to be high. Think how sick that is. So all the stuff you couldn't buy, all the people riding their bikes, all the people skipping meals because gas costs a lot more. They want that. They want it. Because that's the necessary pain that the evil American people have to go through to stop ruining the planet. They're sick. They're dictators. They're totalitarians. They don't care about the cost of their actions. All they care about is their agenda. Just like Lenin. Lenin was the exact same way. He had all these crazy ideas about how to remake society and make it all perfect, and he didn't care about the toll that it took on his people. We need to stop letting them manage us. We're not here to be managed. That is not their job. To manage us like parts of a machine. That's how communists work. We don't want that. That's not why we created the government. We created the government to protect us from each other and protect us from other countries and to set up, you know, Obama used to say rules of the road. That's fine. Other than that, leave us alone. We're not parts of a machine that you get to manipulate. So when people argue about whether a policy will work or not, like whether the lockdowns would work or not, that should not have entered into the conversation. It should have been, well, you don't have the right to tell us we can't leave our house. So I don't care whether the lockdowns would work or not. You're not going to find out because you don't have that right. We didn't give you that right when we created the government. Why would you create a government that can keep you inside your house? What is the point of that? I know, I understand the whole COVID argument. It's not what I'm talking about. That's not a free country. If the government can tell people for months on end that they can't leave their house or where they can go when they leave their house. Think about how insane that is. And think about how we put up with it for so long. Never again. We can't be like this. Just keep thinking about that guy getting arrested for kayaking in the ocean on his own in Southern California. They sent the Coast Guard after him. Insane. I don't care what the excuse is. You know, I see people in Congress arguing with Buttigieg. Well, it won't really work. Blah, 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 blah. No, they need to just tell Buttigieg, you don't have the right to force us all to buy a certain kind of car. I don't care what your green dreams are. Go away. Manage the roads or whatever your job is. Your job isn't to manage society and manipulate it into what you want it to be. Society is supposed to be whatever it wants to be, because it's a free society. So we could do whatever we want. You're not our overlords. And the more we submit to this garbage, the more we become an unfree country, the more we become like zombies. We're just alive. We're not living. Think about all those people who stayed in their houses for years and years, just totally changed their lives. Think about all the kids who just looked at a screen for a year straight. Think about that as a kid. Those kids are screwed up now. They're like zombies. They're there, but they're not really there. They're just kind of shuffling through life because they weren't kids for a year. And why? Because some dictators told us that we had to do it. And the argument everyone argued about, well, I don't know, is it going to work? Who cares if it's going to work? We're not doing it. We're not doing it. Think about all these disasters we have around us. They're all man-made. COVID, man-made. The lockdowns, man-made. The vaccines, man-made. Inflation, this whole transition thing, it's ruining our economy and ruining our kids' future and ruining our savings. Think about the cancel culture that's putting a chilling effect on our society. Think how much different it is now than when we were kids or teenagers. It's not the same thing anymore. And these are all man-made, so they could all be unmade. None of this was a natural disaster. None of it was inevitable. We just let it happen. We're living a zombie-like existence like they did in the Soviet Union. Just kind of there, no ambition, because you're not allowed to have any ambition, because there's no hope for anything except serving the state. Think how disgusting of a life that is. That's not what we're supposed to be. Is that why you had kids? So that your kids could grow up like zombies in the Soviet Union? Just hoping to not get sent to a gulag? Maybe I'll get a nice apartment in 10 years. So for this specific problem of the global warming argument, I think there's a really simple solution. Most of our carbon comes from power plants. I know a lot of it comes from cars. But the way to fix the power plant issue is nuclear power plants and carbon capture for the coal plants. There you go. Because we need to stop arguing with them over the science, because they're kind of winning that, whether they're right or not, they're winning. So we need to use the argument that they can't really argue with and that pleases both sides. So nuclear is safe, and it's zero carbon, and it's very powerful, and it's reliable. All of the same things are true of coal except for the carbon. So we can make it carbon zero, whatever, by putting carbon capture on it. You could do it. Remember in 2012, Romney saying, the electricity guys tell me that in 10 years, we could put carbon capture on all the coal plants. And Hillary said, we can't wait 10 years. Well, that was 10 years ago. They don't want a solution. So we have to force feed them a solution. We have to force feed society a real solution, not Tesla and solar panels. And think about it. Another solution could be hydroelectric. It's kind of better than coal and nuclear in some ways, but the fishies. And that's literally it. The fishies are why they want to get rid of or not build new hydroelectric plants. Some hydroelectric plants have enough power left over to pump more water back in and do it again. Think about that. That's why we out west, we have a whole bunch of them. Because back in the day, I don't know, 100 years ago, people realized, hey, these are awesome. They give us a ton of water for farming, and we can stick an electric thing on them. This is great. We can build societies in the middle of the desert because we have a river. And the stupid environmentalists want to get rid of them. They don't want to renovate them. They don't want to improve them or build more of them or just figure out how to give the fish maybe a separate river or so. They don't want to figure that out. They just want to get rid of the dams and replace them, I guess, with solar panels. And just like you're seeing in California now, I guess you're just going to have blackouts, guys. Do you think the governor has a blackout at his house? Do you think the elites have blackouts at their houses? Are they sweating through the night? No. I guarantee you they're not. Are they keeping their house at 80 degrees or 85 degrees when the AC is on? No. They're not. They just want the little people to do it. So this argument just destroys theirs. Oh, okay, you don't like coal? Okay, we'll capture all the carbon. What else you got? We got hundreds of years worth of coal just in the United States. What else you got? Well, nuclear is safe now. The fuel will just keep in a thing. You can reuse it over and over again. It gives off zero radiation. It gives off less radiation than a banana standing right next to one. What else you got? Well, the meltdown, they've built them now where they don't melt down. They're small. What about if they explode or whatever? Yeah, radiation has been totally overblown. Go watch Schellenberger's YouTube video. They have nothing. Their arguments are garbage. There's also companies who are going to suck carbon out of the atmosphere, which is a solution too, and either put it in bricks or make fuel out of it. They don't want that because that would actually solve the problem. So you have to get people to realize there are solutions that don't prolong the problem so that they can manipulate us. They actually solve the problem. And you might say, well, but we need to just argue with them over the science. We've tried that for 25 years and it's not working. It's too complicated. But you can tell them, hey, are you really concerned about carbon? Nuclear. Carbon capture on coal power plants. Boom. It's over. It's over. Why don't you want that? Whoa. Why don't you want that? It's perfectly safe. That's all they have. And then they'll say, well, what about the cars? Well, you don't have a solution for the cars either. Electric cars aren't there yet. So what's your solution? You don't have one. Neither do I for that problem. So that's just down the road. But as far as I know, most of the carbon comes from coal power plants and all that anyway. So that's the solution. Throw that in their face. They got nothing. We have to start fighting smart on this issue and on all the issues. Instead, we fight in ways where we can't win. We fight battles we can't win. And always remember, this is their religion. They are radicals. We're just trying to live our lives, and this is kind of on the side, and we're like, hey, I don't like what's happening, but I got to go back to work. Or I got to go deal with my kids or whatever. I got to mow the lawn. This is all they think about. Because they don't have families, most of them. They don't have religion. They don't care about anything else. This is their crusade. So that's what we're up against. So we have to match their intensity. And we can win. Look at DeSantis. Look at Kerry Lake. we can win. I mean, I know Carrie Lake hasn't won her election yet, but the very fact that she can come out and go toe-to-toe with people and won't back down. Everyone doesn't have to be Trump, right? Trump is kind of the trailblazer, and his style is repulsive to a lot of people, but it doesn't have to be. And people who are convincible are where we got to go, right? Like Mark Levin says, forget about the drones. Don't argue with drones. They're done. They're brainwashed. But you can still convince the convincible. And there's many of them out there. They just don't know where to find the information. They just think about tens of millions of people have just never heard about carbon capture. They don't even know it exists. And more are hearing about nuclear, but still not enough. And they need to be, that this needs to be suggested to them. Or else our kids are going to grow up in a hellhole. I mean, either we start raising our voice where we can, or it's over. So those are my ideas on this topic. I feel like it short circuits their whole thing. You could just short circuit the whole thing with this. And as far as I know, carbon capture is real. It would actually work. They're also trying to do it on cars. You stick it like somewhere in the before the muffler or after the muffler. The problem is, I guess, when you use carbon, there's a lot more mass that comes out in the chemical reaction. I didn't know that was possible, but I guess it is. So if you have a gallon of gas, you're going to end up with 16 gallons of carbon. So you'd have to be changing that thing out all the time. But we change oil. We change all kinds of stuff. So if it captured that carbon gas or the carbon in the gas, fine, I'll change it. I don't care. Whatever. I don't care. That's just the cost of doing business. But the environmentalists don't want that because they want their agenda. And I have another podcast about this. They want to use it for social justice. They just do. It's part of their revolution. So we also have to wake up to that fact. And look, that's not conspiracy nuttiness. That's real. Go read them. They say, oh, we can't look into these technologies because what if they don't work? And we can't achieve equity that way. So it just proves right there they're in it for equity. They're not in it for stopping carbon. And the ones who are going toward nuclear. Thank you for listening.